بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم اهدنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: قال أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: إنما يريد الشيطان أن يوقع بينكم العداوة والبغضاء في الخمر والميسر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: تب إليكم داء الأمم من قبلكم الحسد والبغضاء، دب إليكم داء الأمم من قبلكم الحسد والبغضاء. قال: هي الحالقة لا تحلق الشعر ولكن تحلق الدين، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام، رواه الترمذي. اللہ تبارک تعالیٰ speaks about the harms of khamr, gambling. Different parts of the Quran, Allah tabarak tala has made the ummah stop it. When it was asked what is wrong with intoxicants, there's a lot of benefit in it also. It takes a man away from all his stress, all his pain. If you meet a person who's an alcoholic, he will explain to you that this is shifa, like the best cure. When you drink that one glass, you go on from this world. The whole world is on top of your head. It's like a drug. Previously I mentioned when I was sitting in that airline, then the Pakistani who was next to me, so he ordered that, whatever they call it. So for us, liquor is like a very dirty thing. Drugs, at least it looks clean. But liquor, and when they fill it up, it always goes over the cup. I don't know why. It must go over, so the hand gets dirty. And then now he needs a pen to write, to fill in that card before you land, you have to fill in a card. So he wanted my pen now, that finger that held that thing and my pen. So I just told him that, why are you drinking this here? So he said, Mauli sahab, ye har bimari ki dawa hai. That this is the cure for every sickness in the world. And he said that to another supplier. And I just kept quiet. This is this. When you ask a person, what is this khamar, why you go for it? And you explain the harms for it. Normally what we will speak? We will speak, a man can't differentiate between his mother and his sister. He left his wife in the room, he's doing things with everyone else. A person loses his mind. But Almighty Allah in Quran, when He spoke about the harm of khamar, what we understood was the real harm. When you speak about drugs, what's the real harm of drugs? You will lose your wealth, you will lose the business, you will swear people, you will fight with people. Almighty Allah in the Quran speaks about that what shaitan wants from the khamar wal maisir and gambling. Ayyuqiya baynakumul. That shaitan wants to create between you hatred. Adawata wal baghdha. Each one hates the other. You can't see the other. You wish bad for the other. Normally we don't ever think about that. That's the problem with drugs. That's the problem with khamar. That's the problem with zikr. That's the problem with gambling. And to break hearts. Because we never understood it as such a bad thing. But think of this verse. When Almighty Allah said, why He doesn't want you to drink? Why He doesn't want the drug? He doesn't want hearts to be dirty for each other. So let's take an example where there's no drugs. And when there's no liquor, and when there's no gambling, but hatred, that animosity, that jealousy between two people is still there, without the drug, without that khamar, then what will we say? We will say we have reached such a low position of mankind that today shaitan doesn't need to give us khamar to make us hate our Muslim brother. We hate our Muslim brother without the khamar also. It became part of us now. Once upon a time, hearts were clean. So shaitan needed to bring them onto an intoxicant. They lost their mind. When they lost their mind, he said something. The other person got up angry. He said, how dare you swim my mother? He slapped him back. But what a time we reached that khamar wasn't needed anymore. Now that person wants to slap the other one, although he is not intoxicated. He is fully in his mind, but he hates his Muslim brother. I read this verse because I want you to understand it. When Almighty Allah spoke about the harm of khamar, why did He mention that it will create hatred amongst you? It was speaking to a group of people that you all are believers. You are supposed to love each other so much that shaitan will now put you in an intoxicant to make you hate. So imagine if you ever reach the era where you do hate without the intoxicant. So this is what this narration speaks about. دَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ دَاءُ الْأُمَمِ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Slowly and silently a sickness will come to you, which was the sickness of the people of the previous eras. When we speak about previous eras, means Rasulullah said, it wasn't supposed to be in my ummah. دَاءُ الْأُمَمِ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Previous nations had a sickness. It will come so silently into you, الحسد والبغضاء, that you will be jealous of everyone else. You will hate everyone else. You won't be able to see anyone, knowing that whatever happens in the world is the decision of Allah. So when you upset why he's enjoying something, you yourself know that I'm not only angry with him, I feel Allah wasn't right in giving him what he gave him. Which one great alim said that, what is wrong with you? You are rubbing your hands like this, yeah. In hasrat, like why he got it? He said, do you realize you're actually angry with the decree of Allah? Al-hasad wal-baghda. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hiya al-haliqa. Remember the hatred that you have for somebody else. It might harm him and it is going to harm him. No one likes to be hated. When you hate him, you're going to backbite about him. You're going to work against him. His every fault you're going to pick out and you're going to spread it in the world. He's going to have to look down. There will be times he'll be disgraced in humanity. Everyone in the world makes mistakes. But when you have someone who's targeting your mistakes, and as soon as you fall, he grabs it and he spreads it. So he will destroy him. Definitely it will destroy him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't speaking about him. He was speaking about me and you, the one who spread the mistake. In this narration he said, لَا تَحْلِقُ الشَّعْرِ. Remember, it's not going to cut your head, Asya. وَلَكِنْ تَحْلِقُ الدِّينِ. It's going to spoil your entire deen. Spoil your entire deen means that your journey towards Almighty Allah. And that's why I thought of speaking about this. See, these 3 days in the Sitlahi Jalsa will be like a waterfall. There will be so much of benefit. Quran is a waterfall. Madrasa is a waterfall. Wherever you go in the world, you will find those places where Allah's mercy is flowing in torrents. But why is it that my and your heart only grab dust? Why is it that we can't get in? Some of us have spent 6 years in a madrasa. At the end of 6 years, the person still feels I'm right at the bottom. Whereas another person could have changed his life in that waterfall in 5 minutes. So there is one thing that prevents this heart grabbing Allah's mercy. And that is what is called having a very dirty heart and not being ready to clean. So normally when people come to this madrasa, to this jalsa, we think about everyone who has a dirty heart. So we speak about pornography. And he says, oh Allah, I want to stop this. We think of masturbation. We think of speaking with girls. Those are all major sins, but we do think about it. And then there's that one that we don't think about. Rather, while walking here also, that one we don't like, we look at him. We just look at him. In every majlis when something is being said, we're thinking about him. As he walks past, I just look and it irritates me. I hate that person so much that if I hear there was an accident, everybody else is making dua, I hope they're okay, I'm making dua, I hope he dies. I don't have to see him tomorrow. Serve him right. That hatred. That one, wherever man is, he doesn't ever think I have to get this one off. لا تحلق الشعر. This will not destroy your hair. ولكن تحلق الدين. It will cut you away from Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, because where this thing started, this hatred, this animosity. So one is in the Islami Jalsa, you will learn that this is a place where they focus on how to rectify hearts and in which direction must we work. So there are those people who will realize that I'm not supposed to have hatred for others. And they feel bad about it because they are now hearing how bad it is. There's one group that doesn't even think it's bad. They hate their brothers, they hate their sisters, they hate their parents, they hate their ustad, the ustad hates the students. It's just hatred, hatred, hatred. Whereas they're supposed to be al-mu'minu ma'alaf, a believer is a marker of love. La khayra fi man la ya'alaf wa la yu'alaf. If you can't love and you're not loved, he hates his wife, she hates the husband. It's just loving there. He hates his mother-in-law, hates his father-in-law, hates his brother-in-law. The word hate, hate, hate. وَلَكِنْ تَحْرِقُ الدِّينِ. As long as there's hatred within me and you, we can be under any waterfall in the world. It's not going to make us clean. So one is to realize that if you take out this dirt. Now in how to take it out in an operation, normally you will ask the doctor, what is the best way to get cured? So this is why having a, what we call nowadays a murabbi, a murshid, a hadi, a sheikh is so important. That some of these operations is not how me and you think about. I need to get a clean heart. So what I will say is clean my heart. So look at it, why am I feeling bad about it? Make tawbah, make istighfar, read wadaif. Then what? Then I am told, give hadiah to the person, then what? Make dua for the person, then what? After 10 years, the man comes and says, I'm still hating the person. Why can't I get it out? So a hadi, a murshid, a sheikh will explain that you see, this heart of mine and yours is not in our control. But the results of this heart is in our control. If I die with hatred for my Muslim brother, but in my entire life I did not practice on the demands of that hatred, Almighty Allah inshallah will not take me to task at all. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍ. Certain Sahaba radiallahu anhu said that this was narrated regarding me and another Sahabi. It was so open in it. That every time you will have something for someone. It's a natural thing in this world. People think differently, people do different, people walk different. Two people go to see the same girl. She can only choose one, she can't choose both. Whoever she chooses, what's going to happen with the other? You think he's going to have such a nice clean heart? He said, I'll be your best man. I'll need dua for you. I'll help you. He hates the person. It's obvious, you stole my girl. He will hate the person and he might have that hatred for life. Ask a man who marries in a family and his brother-in-law is richer than him. Every time the brother-in-law buys a car which is smarter than his car, he's burning. He loves what that burns. Can he get it out? Sometimes you can't get it out. So what's the operation to be done? That the demand of not liking someone. The demand is what? That wherever you can do him down, don't do him down. Whenever you want to say something against him, don't say it, because the tongue is in my control and the finger is in my control. I wanted to speak about the finger. We reached an era where a person nowadays doesn't need to backbite about his Muslim brother one-on-one. He presses one button on that WhatsApp and the entire world finds out of the mistake of his brother or sister. When he presses that button, sometimes he presses it against someone he hates. It has become so normal, he sometimes presses it against someone he doesn't even know. In the beginning of Surah An-Nur, Almighty Allah speaks about zina, the harms of zina, al-zaniyatu wa-zani, fajlidu, lash them, make them an example for mankind. Zina is so terrible. But it is only about four ayat, four lines. Thereafter Almighty Allah goes into detail about the people who started talking about the act of zina. One was the person who said, she did it, I know she did it. Almighty Allah says, tell him to bring four witnesses. And if they cannot bring four witnesses who all are ready to say, I'm convinced that they did the act, then lash all four of them. With regard to the zani, Almighty Allah never said after that their tawbah will not be accepted. With regard to the one who spoke about the zina, Almighty Allah says, وَلَا تَقْبَلُوا لَهُمْ شَهَادَةً أَبَدًا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. If you want to see someone really evil, it is these ones who said, she did the act, he did the act, I know he did the act. But when they are told, where is the witness, they haven't got that witness. Allah Ta'ala says, don't even accept their shahada. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. If you're really looking for someone evil, it's this one. Almighty Allah says, those people who love, أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. They love that evil word spread among the believers. Meaning accusing this one, speaking bad about that one. We all live in a world where every day someone is making a mistake. But the biggest of the mistakes is the one who's spreading that mistake. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ سَتَرَ عَوْرَةَ أَخِيهِ. That one who will find out his brother or sister made a mistake, and he will cover it. In one narration it is, كَانَ كَمَنْ أَحْيَى مَوْعُودَةً بِقَبْرِهَا. He will be given the reward as he went to the grave and he saw a girl buried alive. Just in the last second he managed to pull that girl out. The world will praise him, how you save this girl. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَمَنْ كَشَفَ عَوْرَةَ أَخِيهِ. And that person who's ready to expose the error of his brother or sister. Think of this one button that we sometimes press on WhatsApp. Because today all of us are saying that I don't know what's happening with my life. Sometimes it could have been there was a time when I wasn't bad. But somebody else was bad. But I took that step and that's what Shaitan wants. To destroy my being. I must just have hatred for my Muslim brother. Because if I got love for my sister or brother, you think I'll send that message? If there's love, I will go looking for the man and tell him, I'll pay you, please don't send this message out. It's when I don't like people. When I've grown up with hatred for the world. When I like to see people done down. I enjoy pressing that WhatsApp. That button just flies. It goes so many places. Even if it's the truth. This is referring to the truth, that وَمَنْ كَشَفَ عَنْ عَوْرَةِ أَخِيهِ. The one who will expose the fault of his brother or sister. كَشَفَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. Almighty Allah will remove that barrier that he has placed upon him of protection. حَتَّى يَفْضَحَهُ فِي بَيْتِهِ. Until Allah will disgrace him in his very own house. Perhaps many of our problems in life have come. لَا تُظْهِرِ الشَّمَاسَةَ لِأَخِيكَ. When your brother is in a problem, do not enjoy it. فَيَرْحَمُهُ اللَّهُ وَيَبْتَلِيكَ. Because there's a great possibility Allah will show kindness to him and knock you with that very same problem. Shaitan brought about khamar and gambling just to create this hatred. We reach the time he doesn't need that khamar and gambling. We are ready to press that button so fast. We are ready to say, no, it's true, I know it's true. Think about Surah Nur, where Almighty Allah says, say to them, bring witnesses. Then Almighty Allah says, لَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُ ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا وَقَالُوا هَذَا إِفْكٌ مُبِينٌ. Why can't you be like this? Why can't I be? That whenever we hear something about someone, we will say, no, it's my Muslim brother, it can't be. Even if it is, I have done my job. Even if it's the truth, what my Allah wanted me to do, I'm okay. I just have to say, no, my Muslim brother, he'll never do this. من ستر عورة أخيه كان كمن أحيا موءودة في قبرها. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with that finger that doesn't spread so fast. We're not happy to just open it up. Thousand times think about something before you want to say it. There are times where speaking bad about someone is permissible. There are times, but when we say there are times, it means make sure this is that time, then go forward. Otherwise, rather just keep quiet. Woman, samata najam. It is this problem, this hatred, and practicing on the demands of this hatred that has brought the curses of the world upon me today. Now when I'm walking towards my Allah, I'm seeing doors are not opening up. There were people in the past, their hearts were so clean. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his Sahabi, you want to be my companion in paradise, then let there be no ill feeling for anyone in your heart. وَلَيْسَ فِي قَلْبِكَ غِشٌ لِأَحَدٍ. Said, this is my sunnah. Can me and you do it? Forget the normal people. Amongst the ulama, there is so much of hatred, so much of that enmity. On the name of ikhtilaf is deen. I got a different view and opinion with him. But it got nothing to do anymore with that. If there's an accident, I'm happy about it. If he broke his leg, I'm happy about it. If his son is in drugs, I'm happy about it. Was that ever demanded between one Muslim and another Muslim? Almighty Allah made me and you brothers. And you think about this. When a mother sees her two sons fighting, perhaps each one loves to see the punch on the other. But whoever gets punched makes the mother cry. Whoever gets punched, the mother cries. When someone is done down, it doesn't help anything. When someone lifts someone up, the mother gets happy. When one brother who got punched in the love of his mother can go to the one who punched, and he says, for the sake of my mother, let's stop this. That mother will give him her life. She will say, that pain that I went through, you removed it. And Almighty Allah will see that individual. فَأَحَبُّ الْخَلْقِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ إِلَىٰ عِيَاهِهِ. When that man will stand up who will have feeling for the creation at large, will feel pain when somebody else is done down, will feel pain when someone is knocked to the ground. It can be that man who I differ with, but when he is knocked, he is also the servant, he is also the slave. He is also from the house of my Allah. If me and you, Allah can bless us with this heart. In the books, they write a waqiyah. This is very high for me and you, but there were people in the past whose hearts became so pure, so pure. And there are times now that our hearts have become so filthy, so filthy, so filthy, that the doctor has to say, don't worry of cleansing your heart. But at least don't press the button. For the doctor to have to say that, it means that we've gone very far in this body. Very far in hatred. We hate everyone. But at least don't press that WhatsApp button. It has brought curses upon mankind at large. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to people. He said, don't go and urinate anywhere. Don't urinate in water, stagnant water. Don't go and urinate by the trees. And then he explained why. He said, stay away from those things that bring the curse of somebody else upon you. What it means, you did your thing number one there, you gone. You had to take out some dirt, it was causing you little problem. You went there, you found a nice place, it was a shade, you enjoyed the shade. But now when you're leaving, you decided, I'll do my work here also. Couldn't you think that somebody else will also be looking for shade? Now somebody else came in that desert. He searched around. Finally he picked up, there's a tree there in the distance. He said to his family, let's move. Walking in that extreme heat, going towards that tree. When they come there, the child is half finished. He just wants to lie down. And that mother says, hey, stop, it's wet here. They go and they smell or they see that stool. And there's no other tree around. So that person who did his number two or his number one, he took out little progress. And they don't even know who he is. When that mother takes that small child and she says, let's go, and she looks at the child half finished, and a certain curse goes out from that mother. She doesn't even know who she's cursing at that moment, but that curse finds the person who did this. Allah's Nabi said, stay away from that which will bring a curse upon you. Sometimes when you send that message out, you just said, I sent it also. I never thought about it, and I wasn't the one who wrote it, I just sent it. But if sometime it happens that that person makes tawbah to Allah, and he becomes the beloved of Allah, and then someone one day says something to him and it hurts him, then a certain curse also goes out. And he doesn't even know who he is cursing. But that curse will search for every single person who pressed that button. And it will destroy their life. وَلَكِنْ تَحْرِقُ الدِّينِ. So the waqiyah I wanted to mention, very fast we'll go through it. It's just some to show how far they went. When hearts become clean, there's no limit of cleanliness. When hearts become dirty, a man can stab his own father, can kill his own mother, he can destroy his own sister, his own brother. He just wants to show the world what he did, what he did. He's a thief, he's like this, he's like that, he's a zani, she's a zani. So they speak about the era of Junayd al-Baghdadi rahimullah, and the Khalifa of the time. It was a very long waqiyah, very fast, I'll go through it in 2-3 minutes. There was a group of gangsters or thieves, highway robbers, and the punishment of highway robbers, if you do get caught, you will be killed, and an entire group was finally killed after so many years of being searched. How they got killed and they got caught was, the ringleader got caught. Everyone else was out. They managed to get out, but the ringleader got caught. And then in the fear of death, he spied out his whole group, so he could get saved. So they made a deal with him that you will stay in jail for so many years, and they had his hand cut. But he wasn't killed, the entire group was killed. And they, perhaps there was not one of them who went before dying except that he cursed the ringleader also. Because he spied out the group. So 20 years later when this man comes out without one arm, they say, born a thief, you'll die a thief. So as soon as he comes out, the first thing is looking for his food. And a man who grew up with stealing, the only thing he can do is steal. So there he's walking through the roads of Baghdad, he looks at a certain house, another house, another house. Then he picks up this house, it's easy to get in. Now he hasn't got a hand now. Now it's not as easy as the past, he got no gang, but his nature is to steal. So he'll get something for a while, and a thief thinks with his thievery, I'll get something, I'll go back, I'll go to my cave, and I'll gather my group again, and again we'll start. 20 years in jail doesn't mean anything. So he reaches one house, he jumps into the house, he finds this is easier than I thought, everything is open, there's no one in the house. Now as he's going through and gathering these things in the bag, and he's swearing himself also, this is a thief, he curses everyone, even himself he curses. As he's cursing, hurry up, hurry up, no one to hurry up, he has to hurry up. And then he hears a sound, so he stops for a while thinking, and then he says no, nothing, and he carries on. As he's putting everything in the bag, the door opens. And one person got a light on him. And a very big person. And then he thinks about it, again finishing. Back to jail now. Back another 20 years, life will just... And as he's looking at that person just goes away. So he's also stuck now. Now he starts thinking, is he going to call the cops? Is he going to call the police? Must I jump out? And that person comes back and he got with him some food, some milk and some bread. And he says, I'm sure you're hungry. So again he starts thinking, now where will a man of a house ever bring milk and bread for me? So he says, I know what happened there. I got it. This man is a thief. And a thief recognizes a thief. Like how in Madrasa, one guy on drugs knows the other guy on drugs. If you want to find out anyone on drugs, you only need to find out one guy. Or one guy on WhatsApp knows all the guys on WhatsApp. And so I ask the Nazim, you catch one guy on the WhatsApp, you got the groups there. You can go through the rooms and you'll find you on the group, you on the group. That's why our madrasa, when we catch with the phone, we normally don't put it on. Because we don't want to expose everyone's secrets. But you're all on that group, remember that. So the next time you are super thinking of sending a message, it might be one to start is reading those messages also. The less you send, the better for you. Because when that phone is caught, your name is on the phone. How did you send out the WhatsApp message?
He thinks he's a thief.
Otherwise, which person will never drink milk? But then he's thinking, but why will he drink milk and bread for me? So he says, in my eyes, he could see that I'm a ringleader. And he needs a leader. He's just a small thief. I'm a big thief. So as soon as he saw me, he said, this is the guy I'm looking for. But because he got no hand, let me go bring him milk and bread and I'll give my allegiance to him. This is my sheikh. As he's thinking of that. This is how a thief thinks. All corrupt. So as he sits down like a boss. He takes it, he doesn't even say jazakallah. Because I'm the boss. And he tells that man, what are you looking at? Start putting things in the bag. This is how a thief talks. And that man walking, he did it. He starts going quickly and gathering one bag. He says, put up another bag. And he fills two bags. Two bags were full. He was only able to take one. And he quickly ate and he says, you're taking so long, you're going to get caught. Come on, let's get out. And he's supposed to pick up one bag, but he's the leader now. So he says, you think I'm going to carry with this hand of mine? And he puts both on this poor person. So this big man now is carrying two bags. And now they're walking. As they are walking, he got his stick in one hand and he got no other one hand. Now and then he hits the person. One hand, he says, hurry, hurry. This is how a thief is. And he goes out, far out into Baghdad, and he goes into his old cave and gets cleaned and goes into it. And now he's sitting and he's thinking and he tells that man that, you know what, with you we'll do this and with you we'll do that and we'll start gathering our gang. When they reach that cave, the man drops the two bags and he says, must I put it here? And then he says, can I go? So now he's thinking about, but like, what do you mean you want to go? Where do you want to go? And the person just walks. Now he's thinking that something's not right here. This guy never come to be my man. He just goes. He's sitting, he's thinking, he's looking at it. He says, now if this man is not a man of a thief now. So what was this whole story? He doesn't know. Whole night he's thinking. Whole night. So as the morning comes now, he goes back. He says, I have to go back to this house. What is the story? And as he's walking, he's thinking of every possibility, none is making sense. He thinks about as they were walking, they passed and like, the weight was getting so heavy for that man fell. When the man fell, instead of helping the man to lift up, he hit the man. And he hit the man, and he hit the man. And finally the man said, sorry. And he put it back on his back and he walked. So the next morning he's walking and he said, I have to pick that house. I have to go back in that house. As he's walking, he's looking at houses in the morning, houses look different. He comes finally, he says, this is that house. And he sees a very vibrant house. A lot of people are walking in. Very wealthy person. And then he goes in. And as soon as he enters, he sees a gathering. How everyone is sitting there. Huge gathering. So he says to someone, whose house is this? Or before that man left, that man said to him that if ever again you need any help, come back to that house. That is why he wanted to go to that house. So if ever again you need help, come back to that house. So he saw the gathering. So he asked the person, whose house is this? So the man looked at him, he said, are you a man of the town? So he can't say, no, I've been in jail for 20 years. They said, whose house is this? So he says, this is the house of the Imam al-Sheikh Junaid al-Baghdadi. He says, there you are, son. So there he says, he thought about when I was a small child, my father used to speak to me about the Sheikh Junaid al-Baghdadi who was young at the time. So then I just stood looking at the Sheikh in the eye. It was the same person who I was hitting throughout me. He says, as he was talking, he looked up at me and he smiled. So what they write in the kitab, this became one of the most closest murids of Junaid al-Baghdadi, said he's dead after that. So the person who wrote this waqia, it's a big waqia, no? He writes there, that that person who can conquer hearts, wali fatih zamana, he is the real conqueror of the world. What I wanted to mention of the waqia is it's too high for me anymore. But if there's a world of cleaning hearts, there's no limit towards how clean it can become. And if you're not interested in cleaning the heart, there is no limit to how dirty it can become. If we can't reach that height where we can even win over the hearts of our enemies, at least let us not go to that limit where our own brothers become our enemies. Don't let it erase everyone and anyone. I'm ready to knock the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. In this Islahi Jalsa, whoever can start with this, that, O Allah, let my heart become clean of hasad, of hatred, of jealousy, of envy. I don't want to see others enjoying something. I only want you, O Allah. I only want you, O Allah. And inshallah, whatever is mentioned in this Jalsa, and if that thing remains in the heart, then no problem. As long as I don't practice on the demands of this, I don't press it, I don't say it, I don't enjoy it. They are laughing about the person I don't like. I want to laugh, I don't laugh. In that also my work will get done. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with very, very clean hearts. Let it stay clean from now, let it stay till the ending. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save me and you, that we never become guilty of the sin of exposing the fault of any single Muslim girl or boy till the day we die.